This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers are reacting to the split verdict in a trial of two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain. Aurora Police Officer Randy Rodima was found guilty on two lesser charges, and former Officer Jason Rosenblatt was found not guilty. Senator Rhonda Fields represents the Aurora district that includes where McClain was stopped by police. She says the verdict is a result of recent police reform laws, but it still isn't enough.
What we haven't cracked the nut on is judgment, you know, police judgment in reference to when do you use excessive force. I know they have the right to use excessive force, but is it appropriate for them to use it in a way that causes someone to lose their life?
The sentencing hearing for the convicted officer Rodima is in January. Southwest Colorado is seeing an influx of traffic ahead of tomorrow's solar eclipse. CPR's Matt Bloom has the latest.
The eclipse's path of totality will pass right across the Four Corners region. CDOT says roads like U.S. Highway 160 from Walsenburg to the Four Corners will be extra busy. Mesa Verde National Park is also expecting thousands of visitors for watch events. Other parts of Colorado will see a partial eclipse, with Denver getting about 80% coverage of the sun. The eclipse is expected to begin just after 9 a.m. with maximum coverage around 10:30 a.m. Experts urge viewers to wear special eclipse glasses to avoid eye damage. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Find more news online at cpr.org. It's 6:06.